tengo hambre de ti. Qué rico chuparte así. Y tus venas secar. Yo te quiero morder. Y tu cuello devorar. De ti y esa boquita sensual, quiero ya saciar esta hambre de ti y sigo pensando en ti y nuestro juego carnal. Quiero sentirte así cuando estás lejos de mí.
or maybe it wasn't, but the streets were shining black and wet. As the car picked up speed, a woman trying to see out of the window to get some idea of where they were. But at night in a foreign city, in a blur of stone facades, broken by flashes of white light, fractured by rivulets of water running up and down the windows, nothing was clear. Except that the big bad city isn't so bad as the fashion magazines would like it to be. Maybe it used to be, or maybe it never was. It was a velour-lined English taxi, one of those dove-gray rooms. No, it wasn't. It couldn't have been. It had to be a four-door Mercedes sedan. Cold, hard, plastic covers on the seat. Moving fast through wet street, assaulted from all directions by glare, searing cold flashes in the unknown darkness. She retreated into the seat, shrink-wrapped in artificial intelligence, to observe the sensation of leaden fatalism as it spread itself like a drug through her body. On the other side of the car, a man stared morosely into the water on the window. He mumbled something about his girlfriend never having treated him that way before. Sometimes the worm turns. Is that fortunate for the worm? Maybe. He wondered aloud why he felt nothing in his heart. Whether to play the tormented master or the suffering slave, the burning question in the hackneyed drama of love. Martyrs fervently pursuing a place on the rack won't settle for less until they've had their fill of it, until they've satisfied the appetite for damage. It is ridiculous. The laws of probability posit that there is likely to be a molecule from Caesar's last gasp in any breath we take. So I guess it's safe to assume there was the odd photon or two of moonlight banging about in the backseat of that cab.
Reflection.
But for the most part, the light was incandescent, fluorescent, and neon. An eerie gray light, punctured by landmine flashes that illuminated a thin profile, shimmering. His eyelids were too heavy for him, the head unsteady on its neck. Spine, deserted by the muscles, having a hard time holding up the skull, able to do so only by balancing it at the top of the vertebrae column, like a Chinese acrobat balances a large earthenware urn on its forehead. It occurred to her that if the neck lost its balance, his head would fall off. This, she thought, would be interesting. She waited for it. Stopped. Take a jar of syrup out of the fridge. Turn it upside down. Slowly, the syrup moves down the bottle towards the lip where it builds behind the ring of crystals encrusted there. The lump swells until it reaches the weight required to push it over the edge in quantities far greater than desired. It dumps fast and heavy onto what it was intended to sweeten, turning the whole into a sticky mess. Time was like that, or maybe it wasn't. But it slowed to a crawl and yet continued to move on. The taxi was stopped. Robotics. She lifted the right hand and directed it to travel out into the void between them. The hand hesitated, daring to accuse her of manipulative cunning.
Nothing.
Then, reluctantly, it did as ordered. She watched it move through space. A lunar vehicle, it came to rest on the left side of his head. Then, faithful little servant that it was, how could she have considered cutting it off? It sent back the following sense data. The hair is extremely fine, making overall a soft surface. Dry, cool, pleasant. The touch was not effective. Far from conveying warmth, it was as remote, as pale, as lifeless as its object. He leaned across the chasm, his head moving towards her until his lips landed gently on the bone line of her cheek. Attic marble in the British Museum. A kiss, inarticulate, and a lie in its chastity. The man opened the door and got out of the car. In an instant, he vanished in the rain, the reflections, the light, and the night. The taxi drove on. What's the matter? Probably nothing.
I wanted to die and just begin on. No longer afraid to say it out loud. So I put my ear on your chest to lay out the answer. Shadows took over.
Tears were falling like rain.
I must have cried out, cause you were away.
You're the only one who really cares what I say.
You turned on the lights as you put me close.
All I know is that no one loves me like you.
Love in motion seems to save me now.
Prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
The democratic forces in this country the workers, the laborers, the small farmers, the minorities, the women who fought for their rights. That is the essence of democracy. And to the extent that life today is at all bearable for us and humane for us, to the extent that we are not ground to pieces, it's because of those democratic forces, because they can't go just so far. To the extent that we can argue today, the fact that I can sit up here and speak to you is not because this system of democratic capitalism, so-called democratic, gave me that right. They never gave us anything. We had to extract those rights from them.
That's Michael Parenti, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Michael Parenti on democracy. Discussions about democracy probably start in Athens about 2,500 years ago. A truism is society is democratic to the extent that its citizens play a meaningful role in managing public affairs. Democracy is located within the capitalist economic system, infamous for producing colossal inequality. There's no level playing field as great income and wealth translate into political power for the haves at the expense of the have-nots. We have procedural democracy, elections, broadcast debates, primaries, etc. Citizens are largely marginalized, overwhelmed by big money and powerful lobby.
WICT Pittsburgh.
You can tell me that you tried. But you told me as you said goodbye. And all those things you couldn't say. You just watched me walk away again. But I was there. As your lover and your best friend, so why'd you cross that line? Please just tell the truth, 'cause it's enough to defend us.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
WUCT.
I hate my sister. what evil lurks in the hearts of men.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.